It's Elizabeth and Ray out here on The Mix. Time for your three must-hear clips of the day.
Let's get those clips.
Number three.
A shocking story that is getting international attention. The missing kayaker, Ryan Borgwart, from Watertown, Wisconsin, who faked his own death in August on Green Lake, sent a video to authorities here in Wisconsin, letting them and his family know that he's okay and currently overseas.
Good evening, it's Ryan Borgwart. Today, hello, Matt. Today is November 11th. It's approximately 10 a.m. by you guys. I'm in my apartment. I am safe, secure, no problem. Hope this works.
Safe, secure, no problem.
No, you got hope problems. You've got some major, major problems. And some serious questions that need to be answered, and family members that were worried sick, a community that was worried, people trying to search for you. I can't believe it's no problem. Are you kidding me? The amount of hurt and anguish and anger that his family members are going through, and embarrassment. I mean, this is international news now. And then we found out, so he's not talking to his family. Good luck with that. You're going to have to probably talk to them eventually. He's talking to authorities. They found out what he did is he had an inflatable raft with him when he was out on the kayak, when he dumped the kayak in his foam, jumped on that, had an e-bike waiting for him, took the e-bike 70 miles to Madison.
Crazy.
Where he jumped on a bus to Detroit and then got into Canada and then flew overseas. And they don't know exactly where he is, but they're honing in on him. Like, they're going to find him.
They don't know exactly. They think he's in Eastern Europe, but that's about it. And he won't give up anything else. So the Green Lake County Sheriff is trying to deal with Russian authorities, Eastern Europe people, and say, hey, because they had to go through an interpreter once they found this little digital footprint just to find where he was. And then he sends this video like, look, I'm okay. No, you're not okay because you committed a crime. You faked your death. That's against the law, buddy. You can't be doing that.
This is a huge crime, major consequences. And again, my heart goes out to his family, and I hope that the communities where they live are being understanding and compassionate, especially these three kids.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
We have connections to that area, and so we know a family that knows the family, and just thinking about all of them that didn't ask for any of this and are being thrown into this national spotlight.
It's just a domino effect.
So sad, and my heart goes out to them. It really does. And hopefully they can get some answers and get a resolution to this awful situation. Well, let's talk about what's going on with Pink.
Yeah, what's up?
Pink had to postpone, that's what she said at the time, four of her shows. And one of them was her show in Milwaukee.
Boo.
No one knew what was going on. Well, Pink took to social media to explain what happened. And those shows are now canceled.
So deeply sorry that I will not be able to make those shows up. For the last couple of months, I have been performing with a torn bicep and two torn meniscus, both knees, my left knee. Obviously, some of you have seen the videos where I couldn't actually even walk in a show. So I'm going to have surgery in a week on my shoulder, and then I'm going to have surgery in 9 more weeks on my knee. And I'm going to be the bionic woman. I'm going to come back stronger and harder than I've ever done, because that's what I do. But I apologize. That's the reason why I can't make up those shows, because I have a scheduled surgery that I desperately need.
She also posted in that video that cortisone shots only go so far.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
Have damage, you're like, okay, just masking the pain.
We wish her the best in her recovery, and our heart goes out to her, because she said no one's heart is more broken than hers to have to disappoint her fans.
Number one.
Okay, let's end on something a little more upbeat.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk about the holidays and Christmas gift shopping. What do you buy for someone that has everything, especially if you're shopping for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Because Jason Kelce was on Jimmy Kimmel talking about that problem.
Yeah, it's tough to shop for, people that can have anything that they want.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
You got to go to, handmade gifts, something sentimental maybe that is near and dear to them.
Yes, exactly. What I know, the Swelcy jar.
The late jar you just donated to Stuff the Bus, but now this Swelsey jar is really growing. I can't even, I can barely open it because the money was just pouring out of it.
We had listeners reach out and say, why aren't you donating the Swelsey jar to Stuff the Bus? Because the Swelsey jar is still growing. The Swelsey jar doesn't stop until the couple either get married or engaged, depending on what, they might just quickly go get married. That's what we're waiting on. Jason Kelsey, yeah, what do you buy Travis Kelsey and Taylor Swift? My thought is an experience. Maybe send them on a vacation.
Oh, because they can never take a vacation.
He can afford it. Send them on a vacation. Or maybe like matching jackets, custom jackets. She talks about so high school. Maybe make a modern day letter jacket for the two of them.
I think he should just invite family secretly to a chapel and then invite them to a dinner. And then have the justice of the peace there and say,
I love that idea.
Here you go. Surprise. You're going to get married.
I love that idea.
And then what
idea
are they
going to
say?
More.
Okay.